On April 28, 2000, Israeli-Russian diving instructor Yuri Lipsky sank over 300 feet to his death while diving in the Blue Hole off the coast of the Red Sea in Egypt. When his body was retrieved, it was discovered that Yuri was wearing a helmet camera and had recorded his final moments on tape. The footage from the helmet cam shows Yuri descending rapidly to depths he did not have the equipment for. Diving beyond 130 feet is generally considered outside the scope of recreational diving. Below these depths, narcosis and oxygen toxicity become critical risk factors. Narcosis produces a state similar to alcohol intoxication or nitrous oxide inhalation. As depth increases, the mental impairment may become hazardous. Special training is required in the use of various helium-containing gas mixtures, such as Trimix or Heliox. These mixtures prevent narcosis by replacing some of the breathing gas with non-narcotic helium. Yuri Lipsky was using a standard oxygen tank instead of the required helium-containing gas mixtures. He was also carrying heavy camera equipment. This led to theories that he was over-encumbered by the weight of his own equipment and either succumbed to narcosis poisoning before he could regain buoyancy to ascend to the surface, or that there had been a malfunction with his buoyancy control device. As Yuri reaches the end of his descent in the footage, he appears to be thrashing around in the sand before removing his breathing mask and lying still. The thrashing was most likely due to seizures caused by oxygen poisoning. A couple days later, Yuri's body and equipment were recovered for his parents. Thank you.